All right. So today is all about scripting for money, for financial success, for abundance in every area of your life. You can apply the secret method I am about to show you. However, first, I want to show you money. If you feel like you can earn more money, say yes. Write yes in the comments. Write yes in the chat. If you feel like you want to earn more money, say yes. If you feel like you've hit your ceiling and that's it forever, say yes. I hope nobody wrote yes in that point. You have to be somebody who believes you can earn more money. That is the very start of everything. If you don't believe you can earn more money, the truth is you won't. You may as well stop listening now, tap out, and go back to doing what you were doing. But if you always did what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. So you have to believe in something different. You have to decide, I am worthy of receiving money. Money loves me. It's a decision. It's a mentality. First thing I'm going to teach you today, from this moment forwards, as you walk around your house, as you are driving, whatever it is that you are doing, I want you to go around and I want you to just repeat the words. I am receiving money abundantly every day. I am receiving money abundantly every day. I am receiving money abundantly every day. I want you to lean into that all day. Just that feeling. But it's not just today. It's when your mind starts to go off course. It's when your brain starts to take you down a dark lane. It's when your brain starts to talk about negative things and tell you, you can't do it. You won't do this. Oh, that's not for you. Oh, that doesn't make sense. And all those little things that our brain starts to tell us, I want you to do yourself a favor and replace the old belief system with a new belief system, because your reticular activating system in the brain, it filters 2 million bits of data every second, colors and sounds and things you see, and it shows you anything you deem as important. What does it mean as important to you? Anything you focus your mind on is what your reticular activating system deems as important to you. So if you are focusing all day on red cars, then your reticular activating system will continue to show you evidence to support that belief system. It will show you evidence to show you it's true and it's real. It doesn't matter whether you're right or not. If you believe you're right, you are. In your mind, you know when you're having an argument with somebody and you're like, they are so in the wrong. I am so in the right. Doesn't matter whether you're right or not. If you think you're right, you are. It's the same when it comes to money. If you start to focus on money and believe it is right for you and believe it is for you and focus on money in a good way all the time, your reticular activating system will show you people, events, and places to prove your belief system is real. Does that make sense? It will start to show you evidence to prove the belief system is real. Because maybe right now, you're not believing it's real. So your reticular activating system is showing you whatever you think is important. Like, fuck, I just got another bill. How am I going to pay this? Oh my God, my rent's coming up. All of these are thoughts of lack and scarcity mindset. And you know what? Maybe it's true. Maybe in your life right now, you are struggling to pay the rent in the 3D. But we are going to be delusional as fuck and focus on the things as though we already have them and focus on the mentality we should have. And guess what? What's the worst case scenario? You feel better about it? Is that bad? No. Worst case is you feel better about it. Best case is money actually starts to come into your life. So I would say it's a win-win, wouldn't you? That to me is a win-win. If I can stop worrying about money and at least just feel okay about it, then I've won anyway. And once you're in a place of winning, once you're in a place of feeling good about money and no longer worried about money will flow abundantly into your life. Does that make sense? So right now we're going to do a series of 5 things that are going to help you to activate money in your life, to help you attract money into your life, to help you achieve your desires, your dreams, your goals, and all the things you want around money. Maybe right now you're making $5,000 a month and you want to make 10. Maybe you're making 10 and you want to make 100. Do you see there's a big jump there that I just did? I'll tell you for why. If you could make $1,000, you can make 5. If you can make 5, you can make 10. If you can make 10, you can make 100. If you can make 100, you can make 1,000,000. There's big jumps as it goes up because the gap closes. Like, I don't see too much of a difference between a few hundred thousand, 100,000, 300,000. That to me is not, there's not really much of a difference. But that's because I'm playing on a different field now. But when I had $0 in the bank, a $10,000 check would have been unbelievable to me. Unrealistic. Oh my goodness, that's so much money. I could do so much with 10,000. I could barely get by on 10,000 now a day. So that's because I've changed my life in such a crazy way. So we have to change our thought process. $10,000 seemed like a lot, so I had to convince myself to believe $10,000 a month is not that much, right? $10,000 is not that much. At one point, I couldn't believe I would do $10,000 a month after I applied all these methods over this last few years and I stuck to it. I transformed my life where I earn more than $10,000 a day. Stick to what I'm teaching you and you will see results. Like Noreen, she actually scripts almost every single day of the week. That is somebody who believes in what they're doing. That is somebody who believes in scripting. Make sense? That's somebody who says, I want to change. I want to do better. That's somebody who's actually going to see results because she's putting in the effort. So decide what it is you want to achieve. What is that number a month that seems unrealistic? Write it down right now. Take your pen. What is the number that seems unrealistic to you right now that you want? Is it like, wow, $10,000 a month seems crazy. $100,000 a month seems crazy. And we all have a ceiling because, by the way, the number you just wrote down, that's your ceiling. The ceiling is the amount that you feel that you can cap at. You can't even get there. Like, you're not going to get there. You're not going to get above that. That's what your mind is telling you. Because there's a number that you don't believe is realistic. I never used to believe $1,000,000 was realistic. I couldn't even fathom that somebody would have $1,000,000 a month. That doesn't mean it's $1,000,000 profit, by the way. When I hit $1,000,000 a month for the first time, I think it was last year, when I hit that $1,000,000 mark, I didn't hit it and go, oh my God, like, this is $1,000,000 profit. Wow. It was like I'd spent a lot of money on ads. I'd spent a lot of money on my sales team. Do you get it? Like, there was a lot of things going out. There was a lot of outgoings. It doesn't mean I take $1,000,000 necessarily. So that's why it's not actually that unrealistic. Because you're actually spending a lot to get a lot back. But you don't need to go out there right now and spend a lot of money to get a lot back. I'm teaching you how to manifest it first. And then you'll start spending on ads to get more money back. And then you'll start investing, as you should from this point, in a coach to teach you the rituals of abundance, to teach you the rituals of life, to teach you how to build passive income and how to build a business. That's what we love. So let's get into it. Let's start to flow. That number you wrote down seems unrealistic. So what I now want you to do is put a number that you're going towards. What is a number that you're aiming towards right now? Is it $8,000 a month? Is it $20,000 a month? What is the number that realistically you would like to go for? Still be delusional, but a little bit of realism in there. For example, if you are only earning $3,000 a month, do not write down 50K. You need a stepping stone first. You need something like, you need to go from the 3 to the 10, the 10 to the 20. You have to put a number which is realistic. If you have a product that sold last month for $10,000, you can 100% make $30,000 this month because you already sold one. So you've proven it's possible. If you have a product that's $2,000 and you've sold 3 of them, you can absolutely make $25,000 next month, even if you only made 6 this month, because you've got a product that's already proven to sell. Make sense? So choose a number that is a little bit out of reach, but it's realistic, but unrealistic. It's that midpoint. So it's like, wow, I'm going to go for this. I'm actually going to get it this month. I am going to get into the mindset soon of really what the secrets are of this, but I'm just doing some practical stuff because someone in here wants to make money today, right? Someone in here wants to go and make an extra bit of money. So I want you to do one other thing, which is really exciting. I want you to look at that number. This is what I do in my private coaching session. So you're getting a bit of a taster of something I do. I want you to literally, we won't be able to do it in detail because we won't have the time to do this as we would in a private coaching session, but I want you to break down how many of your product or service you would need to sell to get to that number. So if you have a product that's $5,000, how many $5,000 do you need to do to get to that $10,000 mark? If you have a $2,000 product and a $5,000 product, how many $2,000s do you need to do? And then you could combine them. Well, I could sell one $5,000 and then two $2,000s and then another $1,000 somewhere else. So you want to break down and reverse engineer how you can make that number. Does that make sense? You literally go through and say, how do I get there? How do I reverse engineer this so I can make that money? Okay. So that's a really interesting way of doing it. Next to that, apart from deciding the amount of money that you want to make, I want you to stick it on a post-it note. Get your post-it notes out. I want you to write on the post-it note, I made whatever number that is. I just keep using 10,000 because it's a round number. It might be 100 for you. It might be 50. It might be 5. Whatever that number is, write it down. I made $10,000 every month on autopilot seamlessly. I made or make, either or is fine, $10,000 or the number you of your choice on autopilot every month seamlessly. I want you to put that number and I want you to show it to yourself and stick it up. You're going to read that number aloud regularly. You're going to see that number. Make sense? You're going to really look at that number and know, I am going to do that. That's how it started for me. I put a number down and I said, I want to make $250,000. And I still have it up, even though I've surpassed it. I have other ones. But I like to know, I did that. Like, that was easy. And then you start to do it consecutively. And all of a sudden, you've actually hit the goal. But what's crazy is by the time you get to the 250, it doesn't feel like a big goal. By the time you get to the 10,000, I assure you, it won't feel like how it feels now. With the excitement, the goalpost moves. Where's the next goal? The goalpost moves. Once you are in your dream and living your dream, you actually have to pause and look around. You go, oh my God, I actually did it. Rather than, okay, what's next? Make sure you celebrate every win. When you have a $5,000 win, celebrate it. When you have a $10,000 win, celebrate it. When you have a $2,000 win, celebrate it. Celebrate a $500 win. Celebrate a $100 win. Celebrate every single win as you go. The more you celebrate your financial wins, the more you will have to celebrate. The more you give gratitude for the things that you already have, the more the universe will give you to be grateful for. All right, part two of today. I'm going to teach you the foundation. What is scripting for money? Scripting is writing as though the thing you want has already happened. Money flows where certainty and gratitude grow. Money flows where certainty and gratitude grow. If you have certainty and you have gratitude and you are abundant in your mindset about money, as we're going to dive into now, an example, instead of I want more money, I'm writing, I'm so happy and grateful now that I made X amount this month. Now that money flows to me easily every day. The more you talk about certainty of money and live in a state of gratitude with money, the more you will attract it to you. So let's look at now scripting itself. So take your journal out and we're going to do some scripting together. Get your journal and I want you to start writing. I got my new journal, my Egyptian themed journal. It has this beautiful turquoise stone in the middle of it. I am obsessed with it. Get something you love. Now I go even further when I script, and many of you know me for this, and you know I love to do this kind of thing. I take oils, right? This is very Cleopatra, and I was her in my past life, which many of you may already know. And I use it in my journaling. I put it inside. I put my oils into my script because there is something about the sense of smell when you are manifesting. It is proven to help you connect to your desire and store it as a memory. Whether you just spray some rose oil that you make, get a little rose or jasmine, whatever flavor you love, of essential oil, mix it in some oil or water. Spray it on your page, get creative, or maybe put your favorite perfume on. Put something that you love. I make my oils and I put them on. And then, oh, I love it. When I write, I'm inhaling the smell of these things and I'm starting to cement it into my mind. These are secrets of ancient times that they used to do that nobody talks about that I am revealing to you. So, take your script and the first thing at the top of the page, we're going to script right now. Right now, we're going to script. We're going to do... We would do 11 minutes if we were to really take time, but we're going to do 6 minutes. We're going to do 6 minutes on scripting. And I want you to write about your desires about money as though they're already yours. Scripting is not begging. It's remembering you already have it in another reality. And you're calling it in. Simply imagine right now going down the street in another reality right next to you. Is the version of you who already has money. She, he already has an abundance of money. They already make that amount. They already live in this dream world. They already have the things you want. Every possible version of now exists. Every possible version of you exists. You with blonde hair. You living in the mansion. You doing this. This is about being delusional, choosing that other version, choosing the 5D and calling it in. And when people say call it in, how do you call it in? What does that really mean? I'm going to really explain that before we start this exercise. Calling it in is where you resonate on the same frequency as it. When you listen to a radio station, you know, when you tune in, if traditionally we were to, you know, tune in to 432, whatever the hertz is we're tuning in, or 58.1, whatever it is you're tuning into. When you tune in to that frequency, you know you're going to get clean music, whatever it is. It could be country music. If I tune into a 41.2, I'm gonna get jazz music. As you tune into these different stations, you get a specific music, right? This is the same with the thing you desire. When you tune in to the frequency of you having that dream car, of you living in that dream house, of you earning a certain amount of money, they are all on a frequency. That frequency is like a vibration of love, a vibration of gratitude. We're looking at like a 532 hertz and higher vibration. These actually exist. Okay, there's been science proven that frequencies exist. We're on a frequency now, which is why you come to this to get on a higher frequency. It's why you have a coach to get on a higher frequency so that you can attract to you bigger and greater things. So you have to literally imagine tuning into the station that already has the abundance and love and money that you want, and you tune in to that vibration, and on that vibration is going to be you with that thing. How to tune into that vibration? The fastest way is to just feel immense gratitude for something you already have, actually have, like your cat, your son, your grandparent, the whatever it is you can think of. Think of something that you just adore right now, that you love, and the gratitude for it. Oh my goodness, I feel so good when I think about whatever it is, and you feel about it, you give gratitude for it. You feel so passionate and grateful for it for about 3 minutes. And then while you're in that frequency, you are now on that frequency, switch it over to the thought of all the things you desire. I'm so grateful, oh my goodness, for my cat. And now I'm really grateful for the new mansion I have on the beach. Wow, I love it. I can feel it. I can feel the sand. I can feel the bedrooms. I can feel the concrete floor and the rugs on top, whatever it is. And you stay on that frequency. That makes sense? So you tap in to the vibration of what it is you desire by giving gratitude for something you already have, raising it up like a dial. and going up, 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 up to the highest frequency and then feeling that thing you want. And guess what? That is the word for calling it in. That's what calling it in means. It means sending out an electromagnetic frequency like this, zoop, and it catches the thing I'm wanting to manifest like that and pulls it back into me. It's like a fishing net. It's a vibration. It's a magnet. Boom. It's caught it. I'm on the same vibration. Now I've called it in. And you do that enough, and it actually comes true. So right now, 6 minutes, take a script. Let's go. Start writing in the past tense. I'm so happy and grateful now that. And then start flowing about money. Money flows abundantly into my life. Money loves me. Every month I made, go into the past tense. I made $10,000. I made $100,000, $1 million, whatever it is you're going for. And I started to be able to give to charity. The thing you need to connect to as you script is the thing you're going to do with the money. What are you planning on doing with the money? How do you plan on spending it? We'll come into that in a minute on stage 3, but what do you want to do with that money? Okay, beautiful. Hope you enjoyed that little scripting for yourself and tapping into that energy. Isn't it fun with music? I feel like when you add music, you heighten your awareness. It helps you to flow, helps you to get into a really positive state. And look, you can light candles. I'm sitting with what I call my money candle. You don't have to buy a specific candle to make it a money candle. You just write a post-it note, stick it on it, and put money candle. So whenever you light this candle, it's going to bring an abundance to you. You can go further and order, of course, money candles and all of that stuff. But you really just want to light those candles around you. Use your oil and put it onto your page. Inhale it in your hands. I'm inhaling it as I write and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so good. Money smells so good. It feels so good. Like I just feel good about it, right? Got to feel that energy into existence. That takes us on to step 3. Breaking limiting beliefs. I want you to write down one old belief about money. For example, money is hard to make. My parents told me we were never going to have enough. We never had enough. Whatever it is. I don't like money. Money is evil. Classic one. Write down your current limiting belief around money. Okay. And then, so I want you to imagine now the opposite of that. So flip it into a truth that empowers you. So if you wrote down money is hard to make, your flip would be money comes to me with ease. So write down a couple of them. As many limiting beliefs you have about money, just be honest with yourself. Okay. And then replace that too. Replace that old limiting belief with the new truth that empowers you. And I want you to say and write down, every time I choose this new story, I become magnetic to it. Every time I choose this new story, I become magnetic to it. Every time I choose this new story, I become magnetic to it. Okay, now, as I mentioned before briefly with the scripting, the reason a lot of people don't attract the number that they want is because they don't put out to the universe what they're going to do with the money. They don't actually put out anything other than, I want to make this much, but what for? Why do you want to marry a billionaire? What are you going to do with the money? So you can buy Chanel clothes. Maybe that's a part of it, but that's not really what we're aiming for. We're aiming to receive, to share. If you can connect the reason why you are earning money, why you want to earn money, why you want to be a millionaire, why you want to be a billionaire to a bigger cause, a bigger reason, you will simply attract it to you because you are connecting the reason to a why. And when there is a why, there is a will. When there's will, there's momentum. And momentum equals manifestation. Momentum is the key. Do you ever drive along and you're suddenly like, oh my God, I'm having the best day. This is so great. Everything is so amazing. And all of a sudden you get great news. And all of a sudden you get another call and you take another call and it all goes great, 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 great. And winning. That's called a train of momentum. You've got to stay on that train of momentum in order to win and in order to grow. So I want you to think about what you would do with the money. Write a list right now. The reason I want to marry a millionaire, to marry a billionaire, the reason I want to make $1 million, the reason I want to make $20,000 is so that with the money I can start a charity, give 20% of my income to charity so that I can do X, Y, Z. And I'm going to teach you something crazy after this. Okay, now what's really interesting about what you wrote this list. But how about you become that version of you today? So you've written down perhaps that you want to give to charity more when you make money. Well, how much are you giving now? That is the idea of my book, Be It Until You Become It. You become the version of you today you need to be before you get there. You be them in who you are, in your essence, in your actions, in your habits, in your breath. You be that version of them before you get there so that you call it in. Back to the thing of calling it in. If you want to be a philanthropist once you make millions of dollars, great. Start giving today. You want to give 20% once you make a lot of money. Great. Start giving 10% today. Whatever you have, share. If you want to be able to buy that dream car, whatever it is that you wrote down, that's why you want to make that kind of money or you want to invest in your business, start thinking about the car. Start visualizing having the car. If you want to have that kind of money every month so that you can pay for paid ads in your business to reach more people, start with a small amount of paid ads or start doing more organic outreach. And saying to yourself, I'm going to use this and then I'm going to pay for the ads. Start thinking bigger, because in the current mindset, you are receiving the current income. If you want to receive the next income, you have to think of the next outcome. So you have to play from a different field, play from a different vibration. Start being the version of you you need to be today. If you don't have the money that you would want to dress like a millionaire today, start thinking of how they might show up. What kind of fabrics might they wear? They may wear a scarf over themselves, some big jewelry. You don't need to go buy the big gold jewelry. You can go on Amazon and buy them for $2. You can pretend it until you become it. Be it until you become it. Act, dress, feel, walk, talk, and be like the millionaire before you get there. Think about ways you can show up as them. They work out, don't they, now? Twice a day, you wrote down, perhaps, because they have so much money. They're able to do that kind of thing with freedom. So start showing up as that version of them, of you, today. On that note, that's all we have time for today. I hope you have enjoyed this session. And now you've seen how powerful scripting is for money. Imagine what will happen when you do this every single day, guided with me, your coach, and our global community of scripters. Inside the Scripting Society, our magnetic hub, our place we've created just for you in this school, you get live coaching with me every single month. You get step-by-step methods and brand new content every single week for you to keep manifesting money, love, health, and your dream life. If you felt the shift today, that was just the beginning. Imagine doing subconscious reprogramming meditations to sleep. Imagine doing courses to help you attract that dream business and get the passive income you desire. Join us and let's make your dream reality unstoppable whilst it is still $88 a month to join our Scripting Society before this goes up so soon. Keep that number, keep that magic around you. This is for you. Go tap the link. It is in the show notes. Come and join us in the Scripting Society, and I'll see you inside. Have a beautiful day.